Okay.
Welcome to another episode of Overask. Today, very, very special guest, your friendly neighborhood moose. I love this tag. I hate a lot of realtor Insta handles and like handles, but your friendly neighborhood moose, because you think it's going to be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, and then it abruptly stops with moose. I think it's genius.
Out of nowhere. So, yeah, you're just like, this is Peter Parker here, and then it's not. It's crazy.
No. It's actually the Black Panther. No.
Moose, we appreciate you coming on. For those who don't know you, can you give us your elevator pitch? Who is your friendly neighborhood moose?
Your friendly neighborhood moose is the world's number one real estate agent. No, but realistically, I got to be honest. It's one of those things where I personally have this really, really cool group of people around with our firm and like everything that's going on with that. So me, I'm a prize for the people around me. I'm an agent, real estate agent that works in Connecticut. I do work in New York. I actually do work in Cali as well, Florida, Miami, all these things. Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah.
Licensed?
Not licensed, but I just have a lot of referral agents, and there's a big referral network that's out there. In fact, I partnered with him at Eric that one time. When we were actually out there doing a pretty big sale out there too. So that is Moose. I am your friendly neighborhood Moose, trying to hustle, trying to grind, trying to get there and sell real estate. That's what I do. But also I have a media company and I run a couple other businesses and I shoot videos and all that funny shit.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Cause I love your branding for your media, your Moose Media. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How did Moose come about? How did Moose come about? Cause that's like how everyone kind of knows you.
So, yeah. Well, it was that fateful day in fourth grade when we were in the locker room and the towel came off. No, but
damn,
he's going deep.
That was a sick reference.
No, but basically, my last name is Musa. My first name is just way too long. Fun fact about this: I didn't even know my full first name or how to spell my full first name until I was like 16, because when I actually got a real social security card. Yeah, right. M-A-M-A. No. but I didn't know how to spell my full first name. My full first name was actually written wrong on my social security card. So I didn't even exist as an American citizen until I was like 16 years old.
Wow.
Because they just got it wrong on the actual security card, my social security card. So my full first name is Akemi Sire Ukwe, which is like 26 letters. And that's ridiculous. So my last name is Musa. Literally everyone calls me Moose. And I guess it also helps that I'm a large Black person. So
you went from not existing at the age of 16 to being the number two agent on social media, according to Property Spark in Connecticut. So congratulations.
Yeah, in Connecticut.
Quite the glow
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I was number one in 2020, but you know, that my partner had to swoop in and take that. Courtney McManus, y'all, is a fucking beast.
Who I've met.
God dang beast. Yeah. She's very, very good people. And she actually just run 30 under 30 this year. In fact, I've like got the Realtor magazine over there. She just won 30 under 30. So it's cool because, you know, we didn't start together, but like, you know, we started our brand and the Making Moves brand together. And our team's growing, so that's doing well. And these are all great accolades to add onto the wall of plaques that we already have.
Yes, exactly. Here. What's that one behind you? Is that an award?
Is that an award behind you?
Over your head?
Oh, you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
It's just a picture of a moose.
Sleep, oh, nice. Damn.
That's
it's actually just a neon sign that we purchased from an Instagram ploy. You know those ads on Instagram that you're like,
oh yeah,
oh that looks like a good idea, and they target you. Yeah, this was a pure targeting move. If anyone sees this right now, I swear to God, you're actually probably going to see it in a story after you're like doing that, because Instagram, the algorithms are crazy, bro. So
yeah, they're hearing this, and this will definitely show up on your post.
Well, how long have you been in the business, and then when did someone inspire you to start creating more fun content and stuff like that, or how did you get into that, and what was your business like before you started creating this content?
So oddly enough, that's a oddly enough, man. And I think this is one of the main stories I like to tell. Selling, and we were talking about this before, the grind is innate. It really is. Like, it's like you either do it or you don't. And you kind of have this ability to, you know, weave like a ninja, right? We are actual ninjas in real estate. You have to like do everything or figure out something. So ninjas, right? When I was 5 years old, I'm not even joking. This is an actual pure blown true story. I'm five years old. I didn't realize that the leaves change colors. So I'm a pretty dumb 5 year old. I'm 5 years old. Don't realize that fall comes around in New England and the leaves change colors. So I literally set up, instead of a lemonade stand, I set up a leaf stand. So I literally set up a leaf stand. I would collect leaves and I would try to sell leaves as a 5 year old outside of my house, which I start to say this out loud.
Did anyone buy the leaves? Seller. And what were you pricing these leaves at?
These leaves are priced very reasonably. They're only a nickel. So
okay.
You can
okay, see good.
The nickel bag, you know what I mean, for a leaf. I was able to sell 5 leaves. I got 25 cents and I walked to Durante's and I got myself a honey bun. And that was my first day of sales, I always call it, because that's an actual real story. Like, my mom said, tells that story and all this shit. So I think like that innateness, I'm not going to say I've been doing this since I was 5 years old, but like, you know, I feel like that sell is like so innate. So I went to school specifically for business, but I didn't get into any of the, I didn't actually go to a business school. I went to UConn and I didn't get into the business school. So I did psychology. I was a teacher, actually. I worked with kids with autism. I was a psychologist. I was doing behavioral therapy. I was doing that whole thing. And in the midst of all this stuff, I wouldn't say like I was bored, but like, you know, I'm helping, I'm doing that whole thing. But like, to fill the in-between time, man, it's like, there's all this crazy shit happening around. There's all this like crazy, like things and problems that we're like dealing with. You got to make it funny. So I would actually make statuses about, like, I wasn't even on Instagram for the longest time, but I was on Facebook making statuses, fake statuses, but like loosely true statuses about like the kids. Be like, kid one was like, oh, Moose, you're fat. And like, kid two was like, fat? That's crazy. Kid three is like, Moose isn't fat. Me, Moose, responds with, you're off. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would add in like some piece of comedy that would like innately just like hit home with so many people, because people have kids. Kids are funny. That's what it was. So like, I've already had this like weird, I don't want to say following, but like this weird like following that was kind of like, oh, and when it wasn't that hard to be funny at real estate, because real estate is hilarious because there's so much crazy shit happening every single day in our lives. And I know you guys experience it over there. Are you in Cali?
Eric is.
You're in Cali,
Eric's,
right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Matt's in Toronto.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But Moose, I want to touch on the Facebook. Oh, sorry, we're a little delayed here. The Facebook status.
Oh, gotcha.
The Facebook status comment is the first content production that I ever did also was hilarious Facebook statuses, and they're still popping up on my Facebook notifications, and I have to delete 99% of them because they say horrible things. But a lot of them were my friends hacking my Facebook status and saying like, you know, Eric Stick Simon, you know, is a huge penis or something. Basically, it's just to, you know, put it mildly.
Right.
As a moose. And basically that was my first ever experience with engagement, was getting shares, or not shares, but getting like likes and comments on Facebook statuses. So every single day I tried to wake up and say something ridiculous or funny, whether it's about sports or whatever it was. And I think that like feedback was good practice for producing Twitter content and Instagram content, because you're actually seeing, you know, based off the engagement, like, oh, they like this type of humor. So that's cool. That sparked your content production too.
Absolutely. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's sweet. I knew you were going to bring that up, Eric, because all he shares now is his old Facebook.
on my personal, it's hilarious. It's like in 2009, it's just me saying something completely insane. And I post them to my personal Instagram story because it's really funny to see the types of things that we would say 12 years ago.
Oh, my God, it's gold. Yeah. It's gold. It really is gold. I mean, like, 12 years ago, I had, you know, was a maniac. We're talking maniac right out of college. And I mean, I think one of the stats I saw the other day was like, this sounds so, it was on Cinco de Mayo. I was like, who's ready to take tequila up the asshole? Like, that was an actual status.
I had so many. One of them was like that test I just took rolled itself into a little ball and shoved itself up my ass. shoved its way up my ass. It was like after I failed like a comm test or something like that.
Unbelievable.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll and you know the greatest thing about that, you know, I think, you know, seeing it now, you're so right. Like it's one of those things that again, it's innate. But then even those stats back then, I didn't get that many likes then, but then like, you know, sharing them now, because I also put them on my personal Facebook story too. Yeah. It's like, how ridiculous is this? But definitely delete, because can't run for government. So,
like, cancellation in real, progress. Y'all.
Right? Yeah.
but seeing it now is so cool. But,
yeah. So when did you actually get into real estate? How long?
Real estate, I'd say about 6 years ago. This is also a fun fact, you know, coming out of college, talking about tequila at the asshole. The crazy thing was one of my older brothers in my fraternity was actually an agent, and he had moved out to Hartford. And I swear to God, it's so funny thinking about this now, because he was like, Moose, I'm like not driving down to New Haven. I'm just not, it's not happening. So like I have my broker, like has these houses. We want to rent them, but you know, we don't care who rents them, Section 8, whatever we do. And I was like, bet, I'll do that. And then I was running around and he was like, I'll give you $100. Think about that. I was like, I'll give you $100 to rent this like $2,000 apartment, but I'm not driving down to Hartford. I'm like, you can do it. And like 18, 19 year old or 20 year old me was like, oh yeah, definitely $100. I'll drive, I'll do that. And then what ended up happening was people would come to me as you're standing in the doorway, right? And you're trying to let people in and do that whole thing. People would then come to me and ask you questions. They'd be like, yo, like, what? How many bedrooms? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, so
like, I'll just open. Can't just look door. Around.
Like, you're yeah. like, hold on, let me two. Count.
Yeah.
Two, three, four, whatever. Yeah, we're good. But that was the crazy thing is I started having to talk to people about real estate, and I was starting to sell these things, to rent these items, and get these like things rented. You know what I mean? And it was just happening so frequently that I guess you could say about maybe 10 years ago, but I got my license like 6 years ago, indefinitely got my license 6 years ago. Okay. I was still part-time.
So oh, yeah.
Part-time to start. Yeah. Yeah. What about you? How long have you guys had? How long have you had your license, Matt?
4.5 years.
Nice, dude. So,
yeah. Coming on 5. And I mean, it feels like fucking 37 years though.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I didn't have gray hair up until last year.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's popping up. And I just want to mention back, isn't that the worst feeling when you first get into real estate? Eric and I talk about this, when they ask you a question you don't know, but then you just go for it, you know, like, yeah. How many bedrooms? You go 3, and then they go, oh, I thought the listing said 6. It's like, yeah. Oh yes, yeah, there's, yeah, 3 downstairs.
Definitely.
Isn't that the worst gut-wrenching feeling?
It's one of those where you just say, I'll have to get back to you on that. They're like, get back to me on the bedrooms. I'll find out in 2 seconds. I'll ask the listing agent.
Walk around the corner real quick.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. It's always the worst.
What school district is it in? That one always.
Oh, that one always took me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
well, you know, the thing is, and I got to be honest, I've been trying to say this. Yo, there are no stupid questions. But there are stupid people. So when a stupid person asks a question, is it a stupid question? Because I swear to you, man, like, I'm creating a series, and I think you shared a couple of this sometimes. It's like things you see in listings. It's going to be things you hear in listings now. I mean, you just hear the most ridiculous things. And again, I think we're expert bullshitters because we're ninjas, right? We're actual real estate ninjas. We are the best bullshitters that are out there. And again, in that career choice that I had, as these guys were coming in and asking me questions, I got better at bullshitting, which is why I'd say that I'm doing pretty good now. Eric, you're still selling, right?
Barely. I'm pretty much just focusing on content production now. So
Moose is such a good bullshitter. We don't even know if any of this is true.
Yeah, exactly. The Leaf, the Leaf story sounds like a Gary V kind of knockoff thing here. I don't know what that is. Just switch that lemonade.
Selling Leafs since I was 5 years old.
Saw that on Netflix last year.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Netflix, speaking of shows not on Netflix.
Yeah.
House Hunters. You were in it. Were you in a bunch of episodes, or were you a star of it? What went down with that?
So it's really crazy to think about. I've been on four episodes, three aired. There's more that we're filming, and I'm telling you, it's like the funniest fucking thing, man, because it happened to me. I like didn't seek it out. I wasn't trying to do anything. It just happened to me. And I guess because this is probably gonna blow up, and you know, all three of our Netflix specials are gonna be coming out soon. I can't really I can't really say anything about how it was filmed or anything crazy like that. But the process of the way that I was able to get on was it's your clients. So my clients reached out after they saw a video that I was doing, because I used to do this thing called Mondays with Moose. And this is a random weird segue, but I was doing this thing called Mondays with Moose. And I was just like, again, bullshitting, talking about, you know, God knows what half the time, but giving tips and tricks.
Just bullshitting about condos. What were you saying about them?
I mean, like, well, dude, I mean, like, I would do, it was like, it just, I'm trying to think of one of the Mondays with Moose that actually really did pop. One I did was where, this one I did was a 203K. So I was talking about renovation. So it's like me being like, hey, do you know about 203Ks? And it switches to like the inspector, and he's like looking up, and then he's like doing his thing and like kind of going through the motions. And then I go back to explaining, right? So 203K, I'm talking about like renovation loans. My clients, who I literally hadn't seen for a year and a half, right? So I literally was trying to just like not waste time here. I was like, we're going to this disgusting house. I haven't seen y'all in a year and a half. Like, there's not even a fucking chance you guys are buying this and will ever talk to me again after this. So like, sure, whatever. I'm glad I just brought my contractor here too. But we're in there and we're talking, and then they like look at me doing the video. Then I tag them on it in Instagram, and they're like, that's really cool. This is really cool. This reminds us of something cool. That thing that's cool is HGTV. We like HGTV. We like House Hunters. We're going to apply to be on House Hunters. And I was like, okay. All right. And then they apply. And then after the first interview, they passed it. After the second interview, it's a Skype interview. So they passed it. I got on. They literally called me. They're like, listen, this is going to be a 10-minute conversation. We just essentially have to figure out if you're a psychopath or not. If you are, then you're not going on the show. If you aren't, then you're going to have some airtime and then, you know, be done with you. And I was like, all right, that's cool. Bet. I was like, you guys know what 203Ks are? Look at this video.
Like, okay, he's a psychopath.
Yeah. Like, all right. Hang up.
Like, but you know, I was talking about renovation loans and shit, and then just very randomly, they're like, that was cool. They're like, all right, let's do your. The episode literally airs twice a week, the New Haven episode, for like no reason. Like, it's got so many views on it, like in the HGTV realm on YouTube, that it was just like, they were like, oh, that was good. So if you like, on, you know, go on again. You can convince your clients to do that, then we'll do that. And I have held guns to my clients' head to convince them, and I've only got two.
Yeah, I would do that.
To commit to, and then another person actually applied.
Are you seeing a bump
all day, man?
Are you seeing a bump in your social media from your TV appearances, or a bump in business referrals?
Well, you know, I'd say referrals wise, yes. You know, it's just an additive, you know what I mean? Like, got 2020 got number one, you know, this year number two. But like, you know, that was the thing, is like, there's these things that are happening, right? Number two. But these things that are happening that, you know, I want to say are directly from that, but because there's more eyes, you know, because there's more things that are happening, like, sure, definitely. But I would also attain it to just like, success on Instagram and social media posts.
Yeah.
And again, the craziest, right? Like, it's just, you know, I mean, again, you guys get it. Like, you guys definitely get it. Like, you're probably getting people who are like, that's hilarious. By the way, I have this brother, mother, sister that is looking for a house in Toronto. What do you got? It's like, I got something for you, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, well, I'm not getting that, but you guys are getting that. So that's nice. But you do have
that meme you posted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw that meme you posted. I do not want to work with you. That's basically the conversations that take place in my DMs. But your Instagram and content has phenomenal variety. You have reels, you have IGTVs, you have rap videos, you have explanation reels, like the one with the leaky faucets. You have little tips for home buyers. Yeah. So you're doing a great job with your content production. I think Matt touched upon this earlier, but is there anyone whose content that you're watching, whether it's a real estate agent or in another industry, who's inspiring you to make this content, or you just kind of come up with this shit on your own?
Literally, you guys.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what we were looking for, actually.
That was the answer. Home forward.
That's a little alley-oop right there.
Yeah, we're going to clip that out for the Instagram.
Fantastic. That's exactly what we wanted. Podcast done. Shut your
House computer. Hunters star loves Broke Agent and Matt Leonetti.
Add the press. Right.
We're trying to get verified, man.
Bro, same. Let's go, man.
Yeah, you should be able to. You're on fucking TV.
Dude, I tried. I know how many fucking times I tried to get fucking verified.
Not as many as us.
Oh, not as many as us.
Dude, I tried today. I think I tried twice today, probably.
I've tried literally during the podcast. If you see me looking down like this, that's what I'm doing. I'm applying. By the way, we have our first good connection.
We have an
scam connection.
They may be a scam artist.
Maybe
we're
a scam,
sure.
But you know what? I've dealt with a lot of scammers. I think this one, we've vetted this person.
Really?
And I think we have a hook. So if it works, I sent him a lengthy email last night.
Yeah.
Ooh,
hasn't responded yet.
Okay. Did he ask for money?
No. This was a verified realtor reaching out to me through the DM saying, hey, I heard you're trying to get verified from a podcast clip of us on our last podcast.
Oh,
so it came organically.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got a guy.
So if this guy pans out, we'll send him your way.
Yeah. Let's hook up because
we'll hook you up.
Dude, I mean, first of all, I'll talk about scams, dude. I swear to God, I got to send you these screenshots. I'm doing two things. I got this hilarious meme I'm going to post that you're going to fucking, it's going to be great. But then I also have these screenshots of the conversation I was having with this individual from a pure blown scam artist. Okay. And then to jump in the scam, the verified thing, dude, I got this one guy. I was excited, bro. I was excited. I was like, the guy hit me up and this was a verified individual. And he texted me and was like, hey, like, this is what I do. Da, da, da. He's like, I saw your page. I was like, cool. Definitely a scam. And then he's going through the motions. And then I was like, yo, that's wild. And I went on his page, you know, 50,000 followers, verified that whole thing. I was like, why would he be texting me as opposed to like messaging me on like Instagram, right? I was like, that's kind of weird. So then I messaged him on Instagram. I was like, hey man, thanks for reaching out. You know, want to make sure this is a real thing too. Guy never texted me back. Then I hit the guy back and I was like, yo man, I just hit you on your Instagram. He goes, oh yeah, well like I'm on my work phone and like I can't actually use my Instagram on my work phone. I was like, oh, this shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, yeah. So Venmo me $250. I was like, what?
You're like, cool, and I get the check right after?
Yeah, like right away, just like.
And how do I go about that? But then I'm telling you, it was wild because he kept reaching out, and he kept being like, you know, their number one go-to scammers are like, why would we ever scam? Only scammers are evil. Those people are the worst scum of the earth. I literally have texts from scammers saying that to me, being like, I'm not a scammer. Why would I do that? I'm like, I'm the best person ever. So this fucking guy goes back and forth. Yo, the verified person is this monster of a jacked man. Like he's a beast. So the last text I said to this guy was like, I was like, hey man, I was like, if that really is you, or if this really isn't you, the person you're impersonating is gonna murder you. Like he's gonna rip your limbs off. Like, and then it wasn't the guy. And the guy's like, send me his number, send me all his shit, tell me the email address he's saying. He sent me his Venmo. So like, it's stupid as hell as a scammer to send someone their Venmo because you could just like, it's connected to your bank. I mean, so dumb,
yeah.
But
yeah,
craziness, man.
They're desperate.
If real estate doesn't work out for us, or if content production, I'm going to be a verification scammer, because I've gone through so many of these myself, or at least dealt with so many of these people. And I have a huge network of people just begging to get verified that I think I could start.
Oh, yeah.
So. I feel Eric's going to get verified. Eric's going to get verified, but like knowing his luck, it's going to be like a green check. He's going to like get the check one day. It's just not going to be the right one.
It'll just, my Instagram will be deleted immediately.
This is a scam.
Yeah, exactly. But, you go to my page, it just says scam on the page. It just infects everybody's phone the second they go on it.
But
I could see Matt getting verified first, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's what Eric
said. I'm just being real.
No, I agree completely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we could definitely ride his coattails, right?
Yeah.
Someone, whoever gets it first, we'll just figure it out together.
Yeah, we'll swap it.
Definitely. Ride the wave.
Yeah, exactly. But back to your page, as Eric was saying, you do have a good variety. And I think it's awesome for agents to go and see that you do have so much variety. And some of it's just so like what I do, it's just like literally selfie mode, phone.
Yeah.
And you do what is funny and you keep it engaging is like you do the zoom in, zoom out thing.
Oh, a lot zoom like in, zoom out. So good.
It keeps it so much more engaging.
Yeah.
So much more engaging because no one has a good attention span anymore.
No.
When you do stuff like that, it immediately makes it funnier, especially if you emphasize on a word and you zoom in. Like that stuff's awesome. So like is that just coming natural? Are you seeing, like, where's that?
We didn't inspire that one, the zoom in.
No,
that's not us.
No, that was all me. That was all me. No, I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, one of the biggest inspirations I got to say, and this is funny because I actually don't watch it. I haven't seen a full episode of it, but it's The Office. And I think I have like an entire terabyte drive of footage. I was telling you, Eric, before, I was like, I got a lot of funny shit coming up that I just have to finish planning and producing, which I want you guys to be a part of. But there's a show. There's an entire 6 episodes on this that I have to like filter through. And it's modeled after The Office with like those funny zoom ins where it's kind of like, what the fuck? And you like zoom in. I don't know. The only person I know is Michael Scott, but like the zoom in on Michael Scott's face or Dwight or the pretty boy or whatever his name is. Yeah, I mean, like the zoom ins are hilarious. And yeah. I think that you know, again, you get it. Like, you know what I mean? That there's a certain formula to funny and this is it. So
yeah
the way they shoot that is cool. We haven't done any of the zoom ins, but the effects definitely help because you're just getting that like facial expression. It's a way different like comedic gesture than just like actually talking or having funny text over video. But is this going to be a show that you're going to put out on YouTube? Are you like editing it or what is this going
to
be?
Yeah. So trying to edit it, trying to go through the motion of that is shot professionally. And to rewind back to Matt's comment about like the selfie thing, that's the way, that's easily the way. But if you can get some like good like video and like just like good video of stupid stuff, I think it's at the very same level in my opinion, but like good video of like stupid stuff. I did this one video where we called it a hot dog summer. It was actually last year. I rode in on a scooter and I was like, I was actually wearing a hot dog costume and it was shot with a really nice camera. But again, it was just me zooming in on a scooter, getting off the scooter, being like, do you want to be a winner or you want to be a wiener? Like, you can, you know, the market's hot. I'm going to sell your house today. It's like, it's going to be a hot dog summer as opposed to hot. I mean, it was just the stupidest thing, but funny enough, it was my boy who like rolled up on a scooter. I was like, yo, we should use that. And then legitimately we're rummaging through the basement of our office. It's like, yo, it's a hot dog costume. It's like, how do we combine these things, put them together and make them funny? It's like, well, they're just funny separately. So we just put them together and be funnier. You know what I mean? So then it's just coming up with what to say. And I think that that's, again, it's just the innateness that we have, the innateness that's going on here with just the idea of what comedy looks like and what's funny right now. It's not hard to amass. Like, and real estate, like I said, I hate to say it's easy, but the content of just ridiculous is everywhere in real estate. Every single day, most of the conversations I have are the most ridiculous conversations I've had.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you do funny stuff, it's funny because you have like that outgoing personality and it works. and I was talking to Eric about this too, it doesn't work for everybody, but there's ways to be creative and not be, you don't have to be funny to be creative, right? Like it works because like even to talking to you now, you're just a funny person. Like it works
appreciate
for you,
that.
You know,
appreciate
but
that.
Not everyone has your personality. Like how you're lying about us about selling leaves for 5 cents. Like that's
complete
bullshit. You know, it's a Netflix fucking movie.
Leaves. No. Where'd you get a honey bun? What was that?
A honey bun.
Never heard of that.
Honey bun.
They don't have those in Arizona.
Even your ability to storytell is great. And not everyone has that talent. So, I mean, it's just cool. You know, you don't have to be funny to be creative. And I think people can all find their own lane. So it's neat to see everyone doing their own thing. And everyone has different sense of humor. Like, I love your latest video, the wet ass basement. Like, it's so dumb that, you know, it's just such a, but it's so funny because it's so dumb. And then you talk about the mold. Like, it's just, I love that. Yeah. It's
the perfect level. When you have real estate rap videos, I shared that guy yesterday or a couple of days ago that did the up, up, up Cardi B video, Sean.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Really good.
Well, so, I gotta say this. Dude, that's good, but I'm telling you, I've had that song written for a while. Mm-hmm. Literally when Wet Ass Pussy came out, WAP came out. When Up came out, I wrote this fucking song. So I recorded, I have an Up song recorded, but because I have, what up? Hey, look, Courtney's here.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey. Can't hear.
No, I did not mean to. I'm talking to these funnies.
Oh my God. Hey, guys.
Hey, we got to have you on soon.
Yeah.
Actually, they can't hear you because you're.
Oh, you can kind of hear. We can kind of hear.
You're on the AirPod.
How's it going? Now we got 2-for-1 deal.
We got number one and number two, Property Spark Realtors of the Year right here.
Number one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I was just saying, and you actually know this because I rapped it to you, the Up song, right?
Yeah.
But there's another Up song. Some guy made another Up song, and then it's like going viral. I'm like, shit, because I just finished the West Basement song, and now it's like, I lost my chance. But now we can have dueling Up songs, and maybe that'll make it even better.
There you go.
We know this. Competition breeds revenue, gentlemen.
That's right. What I was going to say is that guy, he's like spitting like insane raps.
Yeah,
he's very
good. Then there's some people that take the rap game, the real estate rap game seriously, and it's just not good at all because they're clearly trying to be like real rappers with real estate.
Yeah.
But the way you do it was so perfect because, like Matt said, it was stupid but hilarious at the same time. So it just works because you can't like play that middle ground where it's like either you're a good rapper or you're not a good rapper. You can't be like a middle real estate rapper.
Yeah, but it's got to be good enough because the quality can't be shit either. So like, it's a fine line. Like it has to be good and pass, but you can't be fucking, you know, Eminem. Like just
right. Well, speaking of Eminem, and like I said, like that song's not making that on iTunes, but that Stan freestyle rap, however,
that was sick. Out.
Dude, that, I mean, like if you think about bars, if you're talking bars, bro, those are some fucking bars.
Oh, the tone of the stone.
That's, even when I say it, it's like and that's what I mean, it's that to the effect like that wasn't stupid but it was so good, and then again what we do is stupid, so it's like putting that together really was just fucking brilliant.
It's
it just
cool,
really
man.
Is and then again I just I don't know, it's we got a lot of stuff coming up. I think I don't know if you guys do repeat podcasters, but we should probably do this often, guys. Maybe do this once or twice. You know?
No, we do.
I'm down.
We will do repeat podcasters. Do you still do your podcast with Courtney?
Yeah. So actually, that's actually perfect timing that you just came in here.
I have really no idea that this is even happening. Yeah. So we actually started the podcast game. I'm declaring.
Ah.
You did start the podcast game.
Yeah, the real estate podcast.
Thank you. You guys invented podcasting. I didn't even know this was a possibility of content production until I saw the movement.
Joe Rogan can thank you guys.
Yeah, seriously. I'll tell Mark Maron. And
damn, Ricky Caruso stealing all our deer. like a year ago.
Courtney's mic isn't working.
The AirPods, yeah. I'm sabotaging this.
No, it's all good. She was just saying how you guys, you know, what we were talking about earlier, you guys had met earlier, and you guys had, you know, we're talking about the podcast. But yeah, we still have the podcast. We're doing a complete revamp of it. You know, we're going to do, I don't know, people's attention spans, right?
They're, some people care about more.
Right. Like, and this is dope. Like, the platform that you guys have, like, this right here is so dope. We want to go into the crazy stories because, like, a lot of what we are, again, are experiencing in real estate, or the shit we see in real estate, the shit you hear in real estate, the shit that you're doing in real estate. So, like, you have so many good, ridiculous stories piled up. It's time to get those stories out. We also want to, like, inundate animation to the stories as well.
Yes.
So, like, it might switch from, us talking to, like, an animation of, like, the gun. Dude, listen to this ridiculous ass story. Bridgeport, Connecticut. She's on a showing in the middle of the day at a nice neighborhood in a decent house, but it's Bridgeport, Connecticut. So it's fucking Bridgeport, Connecticut. She's literally inside the house with her clients, who she doesn't find out are cops till the end of this thing, but they're police officers. It's also their very first showing. You ready for this? They go inside the house. She leaves the key in the door, as most real estate agents do, they leave the key in the door, and then they walk towards the backyard. The fence is up against to the right. The fence then gets busted down by two police officers with their weapons drawn, being like, what are you guys doing in here? And like, the sign outside of the door that says that it's for sale, and I am dressed as a real estate agent showing the property. And then she's like, is everything good? And he's like, no, get, like, what did they say? Like, down the ground or some shit like that? It was like, it was so crazy. And they're like, she was like planning to go back inside the house. And the guy's like, don't go back inside the house because there are six officers in there with their weapons drawn on you right now.
Oh my God.
The first time, because there's been multiple times of guns being drawn on this little white female.
Oh my God. Crazy, crazy. That's real sick. Estate stories would be a great podcast.
Yeah. And can you have us on? Can we be on?
Oh, definitely. You, that's what I mean. The repeat guest, we'll just have a whole entire
season. I heard tell a story one time on a different podcast about a seller that was sitting on their
Oh, with the 12 gauge shotgun? Yeah, that's a completely made up story. I just tell that all the time. No, it's I'm kidding. No, it's completely real. I swear to God, it's 100% real.
Yeah, it's like Moose's leaf story.
Yeah, exactly. You know, same, you got to embellish a little bit. But I just want to say, Courtney, you say you invented the podcast game 4 years ago. I started a podcast called Caravan Confessions, which was literally crazy real estate stories. And then I also had an animation pilot episode. So,
Get out of here.
You actually just took both of my ideas and now we're combining them into one for your second podcast.
Yeah. So, remember when you were talking about the inspiration behind there. All of this?
Yeah, exactly. It's all me.
It's all you. It's all me.
Yeah. Now, the animation route would be great to depict the stories. Animation, however, is extremely expensive. I don't know if you.
So expensive.
Mine cost $7,000. I did a Kickstarter for it and it cost $7,000 for 1 minute of animation.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The guy was charging for 15 seconds. It was $2,000.
Yeah. So these guys are scam artists. This is the real
scam. They're the real scam. Talk about blue check scams. These are fucking the scam artists right here.
I need to start learning how to draw better. Shit.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck.
Ridiculous.
Jeez,
$2,000 for 15 seconds?
15 seconds. Think about that. Seconds.
That's 8,000 for a minute. So it looks like this guy was right with his charge.
Think about what rental agents do. Fucking 8 months for $1,000.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong 2,000 for every 15 seconds. I know. Exactly. We should learn how to draw.
If I could actually get paid 2,000 for every 15 seconds, I would get about $2,000 every single night. No.
Exactly. That was a sex reference, everybody.
Yes.
Talking about sex
for the people.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, content production, that whole thing, like this, I'm telling you, it's the way of the world right now, besides crypto, but it's the way of the world. And I think that, you know, we're going to take over. The other thing is, too, is what do you think the next platform is going to be? Because it's definitely not Clubhouse. So.
No, Clubhouse. Yeah,
we've been talking about how Clubhouse is done. We went on one yesterday and there was like two people on it. And it was just us. It was not a great room.
It's gone.
But
I think
YouTube Shorts is going to be big.
Yeah, YouTube Shorts. But vertical, I think Instagram. Video. Yeah, I think Instagram's so good at just. They just mold, see whatever. Right? Yeah, they just morph into whatever. Like, they really did a good job, I feel, with competing with TikTok with Reels.
Yeah,
and Snapchat, like, with Stories.
I'm completely off. Like, I don't do TikTok as much because of Reels now, because it's just all transferred content for the most part. So, like,
right.
I think they're the best. I think Instagram's the best at just, like, taking what's popular and just adding it to the platform. So I think they're going to be king for a bit longer.
They were losing a little share of the market with TikTok, just because TikTok's algorithm is so easy to go viral with no following, but Instagram adopted a little bit of that. So yeah, I agree with Matt. Instagram still the way to go. But Jason Pantano, former guest, Tom Ferry, coach extraordinaire guy, he was talking about how YouTube Shorts is going to be huge. Anything that's taking on vertical video, and Facebook might take on vertical video too, even though they have with Instagram.
Okay.
But I think just 15 second, like the stuff you've been doing with Reels, 15 second, 30 second little comedy skits, because people's attention span is nothing. That's going to be
the future.
Yeah.
I mean, even the idea of the minute, you know, because it's hard to try and squeeze like a good content produced video into 30 seconds. Absolutely. But like, if you can do it, it's good. And again, it keeps that, you know, span of attention. I would love it if they went to a minute.
Same.
Because like, for instance, that, right, like a minute would be perfect, because like the WAB video is 47 seconds, and it's like I can't make it into a reel because like the beginning and the end of it. And I mean, by far, reels are the best engagement, I think, like overall. And have you guys been seeing if you, because I'm still on TikTok, but just because I feel like if you have a video, you can just put it on there and just like forget about it. But I've been seeing, at least very recently, if I like download a video from a reel, I put it on TikTok and then try to like manifest into a TikTok, whatever, like literally two or three views, and I'm like, that's it.
You can't put videos from different apps on different apps. Like, that's how Instagram Reels is now with TikTok. You have to download it on, there's a website called musicallydown.com where you could just copy the link to your TikTok, and then that gets rid of the TikTok watermark. So at least you're not advertising TikTok on Instagram. But anytime you film something organically in the app on TikTok itself, it's going to perform so much better, because that's the way the app intended you to use it. So I've experienced that too, where I have a video that crushes on Instagram, even of me, that I've like filmed on my phone, posted to TikTok, does absolutely nothing, because TikTok knows.
Mine's nothing on TikTok. Yeah. I don't get like anything on TikTok.
Well, your content sucks. Well.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you have it.
Just not funny.
But no, I think a minute really is just not funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I know. That's why the Gen Zers probably see me and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? but I think minute reels is next. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I've been doing is watching commercials and seeing, okay, how are they getting everything into 30 seconds, because most commercials are 30 seconds. So I'm watching like either funny, like I love Geico commercials, stuff like that, and like how much dialogue are they fitting in, and how quick are their scenes. So I'm actually like researching it. It sounds crazy, but I'm like looking in
these commercials.
Yeah, I'm YouTubing them and just like, how did they do this? And like, if I have an idea, I'll look up commercials that are kind of similar to the idea I'm doing.
Right.
And then I'll be like, okay, how are they fitting this all in 30 seconds? Because that in itself is like a skill. Like, it's hard to get.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And I think that, again, if you, like, I have this one video that can never get posted on my reels, but should probably get posted in general, but it's actually, it was a video. I'm telling you, people have like gone nuts, and I spent so much time on this video, so much time, and I didn't get enough likes or posts or whatever. But it's the funniest fucking video I've ever done, hands down, the funniest video I've ever done. And it's a video of the song 2 Chainz song "Gray Area," where he's talking about young enough or old enough to be your daddy, young enough to fuck your mama, and it's like the intro. to that is fantastic. I gotta send you guys a video. It's fantastic. And this video I constructed, it took me like a day to do this 1 minute video, but it's put together and crafted so good. I'm literally patting myself on the back on this, but like the editing of it, the things I had to cut out in order to do, the way I had to speed things up in order for it to actually like mesh up with the song. Even the way I filmed it, I actually had it, I had the song playing in the background while I'm like saying it in my AirPod, while I'm like also like rapping it while I'm doing the things I'm doing to try and like make sure that it crossbreeds and that whole thing, because it I mean, again, and you know, I mean, it takes a lot to put into good content. And everyone thinks, oh my God, 30 second video must have taken you like 30 seconds. It's like, no, motherfucker, it took me all day. What do you think I do as a real estate agent? I just take videos of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The videos with the most production and that take the longest always perform the worst for some reason. That's literally so frustrating. And I have, by the way, I have some self-awareness. I have two real estate rap videos that I know are terrible and actually are in that middle version, how I'm saying, where I'm trying to actually be like a sick rapper and it's not that funny. So I'm aware for anyone that listens to this and, you know, sees my former statement about that. So, but yes, those for me took
he
a very long time.
He's not a rapper.
Exactly.
He's pretty good. He's not bad.
I'm a good lyricist.
I feel like you can definitely like if I just met you and you were like, hey, let me kick this rap to you, I'd be like, this isn't a prank. This is real life.
Right.
We're trying. Where are the hidden cameras? You ever see that video with like the nerd that like goes in the hood? He's like, I just want to rap to you. Like, oh no, Eric, I know you can rap.
Yeah, there's.
I can see this. I know this.
That guy.
And I know Matt Lionetti can fight. That's what he looks like too. So.
Yeah, I can fight.
Damn, look at that.
Look at those guns. Scary. I've been working out for the last 3 days. Working on the glutes and the biceps, you know, the important stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's called the pretty muscle, the pretty group.
the pretty group, that's why.
Oh, okay. Courtney's dipping.
All right.
Nice.
Later, see you. We'll have you on soon.
Yeah, we'll have you on soon.
We could cross promote our podcast with each other.
Yes.
That's right. Let's do it.
Is she going to take the headphone with her?
Yeah, she's feeling it.
You just hear all of her conversations outside.
Yeah, that could get. She gets out with the headphones. Like, those guys are fucking assholes. Yeah.
I'm not cross promoting podcasts with those.
That was not planned whatsoever. Literally, that was not planned whatsoever.
Yeah, you were just
also
like
a lie, though.
No. Well, Moose, to be honest, we don't know what's true and what's not true, with you anymore. Yeah. You've told us you're a ninja bullshitter. Yeah, so I mean,
but you know, I like the ninja reference more than the realtor reference, because we've been a lot of rock star, like, hey, I'm a rock star agent, this person's a rock star agent. A lot of people saying that, we're kind of getting sick of that ninja, you know, a little sneakier, a little ooh, real. A little more real, I think.
Yeah, it sounds sick. Who doesn't want to be in fucking Mortal Kombat? You know?
That's what I'm saying, which is a great movie, by the way.
Scorpion? Yeah. Get over here. Finish him.
The new one on HBO Max. Fucking fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet.
But yeah, real dope. Real dope.
But
you got to see that.
No, I need to see it.
You got to see that. But yeah, as a ninja, I'm telling you, it's... You know what I mean? Like, we are ninjas. We're sneaky. We have to weave and bob. I mean, it's like, and if I hear, you're right, if I hear someone call themselves a rock star, I'm just like,
it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Do you do drugs? I mean, like,
yeah. Are you, you're not fucking Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Chill. You're a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Exactly. Three ninjas.
Just the exact opposite of being a rock star, actually, is being a real estate agent.
Literally, there could be
being a 60-year-old real estate agent that is, you know, a successful luxury broker in like Beverly Hills, that's not a rock star, right?
No, not even close. No. Not even close. Yeah. In fact, you're barely a pimp.
Right. Real estate pimp.
Nothing.
Barely a pimp.
Wait,
you just made Three Ninjas. You just said that. That actually, who's Colt?
Three Ninjas, favorite. I love that movie. That was like my favorite growing up.
God.
And now there's three of us here.
Did you play Tekken growing up?
No.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Tekken, sick game.
No.
Eddie?
Nope.
Oh,
the breakdancing fighter. You just smash those two buttons.
Oh my God.
Spinning on his head.
I played Mortal Kombat. Like Mortal Kombat, that's all I would play is Mortal Kombat. That's why I referenced
it. Really? Dude, all right. I mean, I got to be honest. I'm I'm a blurred, I call him a black nerd, like a heavy, heavy blurred. And I would play Gunstar Heroes. Gunstar Heroes? Please tell me you guys know that.
Unfortunately, I haven't heard it. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Gunstar Heroes.
Is that on, was that an arcade game or was that on a console?
It was on Sega Genesis. It was Sega Genesis.
I was pretty much a through and through Mario guy. Played every Mario game, and then GoldenEye. GoldenEye is probably the best game for N64.
Yeah. N64 best system. Everybody probably had it. You could go over to your friend's house, bring your cartridge. You know, then when PS2, Xbox, GameCube came out, you had to have each system to play like their go-to games. Like Nintendo had Super Smash Brothers, Xbox had Grand Theft Auto. Or sorry, PS2 had Grand Theft Auto, Xbox
and Halo.
Halo.
Halo, the Halo crowd. You know, I miss the Halo crowd. I wish I was part of the PS2 when the again with those shooting games. It was SOCOM as well. So I remember the nights of SOCOM with like 3 liters of Mountain Dew hanging out with like 20 other sweaty teens in the basement playing SOCOM. It was like, what are we doing with our lives? Whatever we're doing, it's right. That Super Smash. I mean,
you
gaming.
You make real estate sound cool by saying we're ninjas. That's probably the coolest. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, we're ninjas. I usually say we're chameleons because we have to adapt.
Chameleon has a negative connotation to it, though. A chameleon,
really?
When you refer to a person as a chameleon, it means they're adapting their personality to whoever they're with, which is kind of true slightly for realtors. But if you say, oh, that guy's a chameleon, it's like, oh, I'm with this friend group, I'm acting like an asshole. I'm with this friend group, I'm acting nice, you know?
Definitely.
I guess.
But it's funny you say that because I used to call us chameleons as well.
Okay.
And I did because that's hilarious they say. I don't think I've ever heard anyone else reference us as chameleons. And
we're on the same level. Eric's the only one who thinks chameleons are assholes.
I made the switch to
my statement was correct.
Ninja's cool. I gotta get something else then.
We're real estate platypuses.
Oh shit.
There's only a couple of us.
I like alpacas. Real estate alpacas.
Alpacas.
I'm gonna go with alpacas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alpacas. Not alpacas.
I said alpacas.
Alpaca. Just say alpaca.
Like
I said alpaca.
Alpacas
are cute little fluffy llamas.
Yeah, they're fucking sick.
They're
my dog looks like an alpaca.
Yeah, he's sick.
Dog, by the way, my bad, I'm not trying to double tap into this real quick, but have you ever posted your dog and used your dog as the real estate ploy to get like real estate leads and things of that nature? I was at the beginning early
not
stage
real estate
of my
leads.
Career. Well,
just kidding. Just kidding.
Remember at the beginning, it was like trying to brand my dog as well with me. It was like, because my dog's name is Biggie Smalls and he's a miniature schnauzer. And at the beginning of all of this. Yeah.
My dog's name is David Bowie.
What kind
my
of dog?
My dog's name is Lugnuts.
He's a Whippet Lab mix. He's legit.
Whippet Lab mix. That's fucking sick.
He's sick.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls has a little brother, a quarantine baby. His name, it's a schnoodle, which is a Weezy. His name's Weezy. But Biggie Smalls, I remember literally trying to, like.
Off of the Pokemon, right? Schnoodle. Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's Weezer.
It's the rapper.
Weezing.
We are rappers.
Yeah, right.
It was nuts because taking a picture of your dog obviously does so many other different cool things in the world of social media, but like I was actively trying to, I was like writing comics with like me and Biggie and like trying to be like a real estate comic guy, which is also something. Are you still doing the comic book there?
No.
Damn.
if you want a copy, he's got one.
Yeah, I got a book. If you want one, I'll send it your way. The comic book was great, and the real estate comics were great. It's just very time consuming. And the person that I was doing the comics with, Eric Lee, great artist, I don't think he's doing real estate anymore. So I think he's doing his own thing now. No falling out or anything. Great guy. I would love to keep doing the comics, but just posted
definitely, meme, definitely. Know. Yeah.
Shout out Eric
Lee.
That's
cool. I think artist. Eric Lee.
In Canada,
but,
too.
There you go.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's good people in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some real good people.
Oh, right.
but I again, to the effect of that,
real good people.
Comedic effect.
Is that another sex reference? Some real good.
Canada's full of strippers. It's just like, isn't Canada like stripper central?
Portland is, yeah. I think.
Yeah, there's some, a lot of strippers here. Yep. Yep, you're not wrong.
Every girl I've ever met from Toronto is a stripper or an OnlyFans, like top 1%.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, some of them are clients, so I'm not going to say they're strippers, but yeah, they definitely, a lot of people have OnlyFans. We'll leave it at that. It's like the new thing. People sell their like feet pics on OnlyFans.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking weird, man.
Yeah, we should start selling real estate listing pics, like really bad real estate listing pics on OnlyFans.
There is something there with like exclusive content and OnlyFans. I've been trying to think about what we could offer people that we couldn't just post for free on social media that they would really want to see, but I haven't figured out what that is.
Well, yet.
Like a Patreon, not necessarily OnlyFans, but.
Right. Like, and you know, it's funny because if you look at OnlyFans, like their Instagram page, because I will say this out loud, I'm just saying this out loud, this is the actual truth. I don't have an account, so. but if you were to go on the OnlyFans Instagram page, which again was like an ad that I made my way over there, right. But it's, they're pushing, you know, that's what they're pushing. They're not pushing porn. They're pushing like, hey, this artist has this like $15 photo that like they really want to sell you that is worth $15, and you can get a canvas print of it as well. So I don't know if it was just brainstorming on this, if it was something where it was like funny enough, but like maybe a poster, for instance, like just to say this out loud, you just referenced the Three Ninjas, right? So what happens if we had a random ass drawing as us as Three Ninjas, and then it was literally like a canvas print that's an OnlyFans thing that you can access via OnlyFans, and then boom shakalaka, now you have to buy this like Three Ninja print of us, and you can put it on your wall, you can put it on your phone, you can do yada yada yada, but like it costs $15, you know,
right. It's
a little chunk of change, but you can get it, you know, but that's kind of like Etsy in a sense, I guess. But
yeah, it's kind of like Etsy. Yeah true. There's something there for sure.
Yeah, maybe not a portrait of us, but there is something. It could be a portrait of a bad real estate pick, of like a really funny bad real estate pick.
Yeah. It could be
that
something.
Too. Yeah. Definitely. There could be something there. I have a listing that we just got photos of. I didn't accompany my, and she's the best. Shout out Megan Olson. She's the actual best at her job in terms of real estate photography through Ferocious Content. And, the finished basement. I'll show you this picture. I'll tag you guys in when I post it today, but it's an actual picture of the actual dog in like 6 or 7 different parts. And it's like it's a nice pool table, beautiful, you know, couch and this thing. And the dog is in the middle of the fucking room in a cage. And it's like very nice picture. And this dog is sporadic. So it's like, it's, there's not a clear picture of this dog. It's just constantly moving. But then it's like really nice surrounding, dog in cage. It's just like, why didn't we think about this? We can just move that fucking dog upstairs. We can just,
right.
We can just take that dog.
Dog real estate photos are always kind of funny.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh god, they're good. Dogs, but they're too best. Much. They're like too. They're too far now. It's gotten too far.
Yeah, people like dressing up like as that. Like Charizard. And, you know, taking real estate photos, you've seen those, right? Where people are just dressing up as like Bigfoot and Pokemon.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, it's getting strange.
It's getting weird out there. It's getting weird out there.
It's getting weird.
But
getting real crazy.
Yeah, it's getting real crazy. Getting real crazy. Moose, we'd like to thank you so much for coming on. This was actually awesome. Felt like we've known you for fucking since you've been selling those leaves.
Yeah.
But
yeah, exactly.
This was a real good chat. Never leaving that down. Yes. So Eric, do you want to ask your final question?
Yes. Moose, where can the people find you on social media? What's your at?
Well, this is fine. You can find me at Your Friendly Neighborhood Moose. I also have the little media page on at moose_made_media. And then the Making Moves group as well. And Courtney is at Court McManus.
Wow. That's...
Well, yeah, we'll get
big
her
promotion there for Courtney.
Yeah, she's at Court
McManus. She's only the number one real estate in the country.
Right.
Awesome, sure, man. Sure. Well, we really appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate
man.
You guys. Definitely, definitely. Awesome. I'm pumped and definitely getting ready to get some good shit pumped out there, man. You guys truly are an inspiration. It's an honor to be with you guys, and let's do this again.
Yes,
for sure.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, man.
Later.
Of course, brother. We'll see you guys.
Bye. Wow.
Great guy.
Moose is fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
Have you talked to him in person ever?
I don't know if I've talked to him on the phone. I've been communicating with him for like probably 3 years, and I've met Courtney because they were doing a podcast together, and Moose has always been posting funny content on yeah. Instagram. So I've reshared a bunch of his stuff, and we've just been kind of going back and forth for a while. And we're always like, let's collab somehow, but didn't know how, but he is.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned great. Him from the start. You're yeah. like, oh, Moose is great.
Yeah. And
just like I said at the beginning, your friendly neighborhood Moose is just engaging. You have to go see what's going on
yep.
with your friendly neighborhood Moose. So yeah, great guy. So you can tell why he's successful. I mean, literally, I felt like I've known him for fucking 20 years.
I know. Super easy to talk to. Good storyteller.
Yeah.
Great content.
I just like him. He's just a good dude.
Yeah. I think they could really do something with their podcast.
Oh, dude.
Courtney's really good too. They're both super knowledgeable about real estate, have funny stories. And
well, I want to get on so we can get a graphic of our story.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. That would be sick.
Yeah, we can pay, maybe.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about, graphic for your story?
Why'd you just agree with everything I said?
I just looked at my crypto and it's down like 40% right now.
I noticed you're sweating yeah. a little bit.
Little brain fart. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So they said they're going to, when they're telling stories, some they're going to get graphics and do like the cartoon of the story. Like Joe Rogan
yes,
does.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So I'm saying we should go on and then our story can get a graphic and the whole cartoon story of what we're saying.
Yes. That would be sick.
And then I said maybe we would pay them, but probably not.
Not anymore. But not after today.
I was going to say you're down left. Eric's down about 100,000. So
in the span of a 1 hour podcast. Something happened. I don't know if Elon Musk tweeted again.
Guys, if you rewatch this podcast,
holy shit,
you'll note it. You'll see where his crypto just keeps going down.
Yeah, this is a crypto apocalypse, everybody. Apocalypse. It's May 13th at 10:39 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
And
okay,
something has happened. But you know what?
Well, I'm gonna leave you be for a little bit. Because
yeah, don't talk to me for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you have some issues. Yeah. Maybe wipe down your head a little bit, yeah. buddy, and maybe get some food in you and relax a little bit.
I'll get a bagel, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna get too.
The Herbie turkey from Brugger's.
Okay.
Get that.
Good for you.
Yep.
All right, well, folks.
You take care now.
Oh. and you take care now.
You take care now.
Okay, well, folks, you take care now.